Here's your Ohio State San Diego State preview for week number two of the Buckeyes 2013 season. The Aztecs come into Columbus for the fourth time, having lost all three times. However, they've played the Buckeyes very well in the previous three meetings. However, they did not play well last week in their season opener against Eastern Illinois, losing 40-19 to the FCS school, giving up 533 yards by their defense. And a lot of those 533 yards came in big chunks. A 37-yard touchdown, a 62-yard touchdown, a 45-yard touchdown, and their special teams allowed a 60-yard punt return. So when you look at their defense, the Aztecs really struggled last week, and it's an opportunity for Braxton Miller and company to hit on some big plays against this 3-3-5 defense that likes to blitz a lot. On offense, San Diego State is led by their outstanding running back Adam Muma. He's a 5'10", 205-pound junior who last year rushed for over 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns, but last week only gained 17 yards on 10 carries because he was injured early in the game. He was seen in a walking boot throughout the week, according to a newspaper in San Diego, but they expect him to play, and he will have to play if San Diego State is going to give Ohio State a game, because quarterback Adam Dinga, without Muma, really struggled last week, completing only 43% of his passes, and he was intercepted four times. The wide receivers to watch out for, though, for Ohio State's defense, Ezell Ruffin and Colin Lockett. Lockett had 8 grabs for 98 yards last week, while Ruffin grabbed 4 catches for 91 yards, but neither scored. However, Lockett did score on an end around of 48 yards. So those are the two other players to keep an eye on, along with Muma. On the offensive side of the ball for San Diego State, Wes Fear, their field goal kicker, had a solid game last week as he booted 4 through the uprights. San Diego State comes in off a very good season of a year ago. 9 wins. They shared the Mountain West Conference title, and they went to Boise State and knocked off the Broncos. So I'm sure Urban Meyer, despite the 40-19 loss last week to Eastern Illinois, has told his team, hey, don't take these guys lightly. We need to go out and play 4 full quarters of football. We can't take anybody lightly. We're not good enough to do that yet. And I'm sure that was the message that was passed along to his team throughout the week. Now, speaking of Urban Meyer's team, they will get a boost because of a number of players returning this week. Bradley Roby, the starting cornerback, will return after a 1-game suspension. Rod Smith, a running back, will return after a 1-game suspension. Safety C.J. Barnett will return after missing last week's game due to injury. And Corey Linsley, the center for Ohio State, only played about 15 snaps last week. They expect to get more than that out of him this week. So a number of key players coming back for the Buckeyes. The temperature is supposed to be in the 80s at kickoff around 3:30. It should start to cool off as the game goes along, but hopefully the Buckeyes stayed hydrated last night and will throughout the game today. Hopefully they all went out and drank a case of pickle juice, because last week when Miller and Shazier went down with cramps, it affected the Buckeyes' offense. And the Buckeyes' defense this week, they need more than Shazier. They need guys to step up and put pressure on Adam Dinga. And that comes on the shoulders of Adolphus Washington, Noah Spence, Joey Bosa, the outstanding freshman, along with those linebackers, Curtis Grant, Joshua Perry, and Ryan Shazier. Hopefully they can put more pressure on this San Diego State offense than they did last week against Buffalo. Having Roby back and Barnett back in that secondary should allow the Buckeyes maybe to show some more blitzes and really come after the quarterback. When it's all said and done, the Buckeyes should be 2-0 after this week's game against San Diego State. I've got it Ohio State 45, San Diego State 17. There's your preview of Ohio State and San Diego State. Check out KennyRota.com after the game for instant analysis of the Buckeyes-Aztecs contest.